Growing up with social anxiety, I have many memories of times when my life looked much like the beginning of our story about Mr. Hatch. And years ago, during one of these times when I felt very much alone and very lost, I happened past a sign that read, "Never give up, just keep giving." And the words changed my life. It was at that moment that I decided to start opening myself up to those around me, specifically setting aside my fears of how I would be received. This was both challenging and frightening for me, and it still is. And I had to start with very simple things like being the first person to smile and say hello as I passed someone in the hall. But just like in the story, once I opened myself up to those around me, my life gradually began to change. Finding this fellowship has opened my life even further, leading to a deeper sense of community and belonging than I have ever previously experienced. I can still struggle with social situations, and when I first started attending the fellowship, I took my time getting to know this place and its people. Yet even in those early days, long before I was a member, before I knew very many people, and certainly before I knew anybody well, I felt a sense of belonging in this community. And one of the reasons for that was because our director of congregational life, Marie Luna, had made the effort to learn who I was and would greet me by name when she saw me. And even though I realized that it was technically part of her job, that small extra effort made me feel seen and like part of this community right from the beginning. Never give up, just keep giving has stuck with me as a constant reminder for almost 20 years, but the meaning has evolved over time. These days, I less often need reminding to share myself with others. As my community of love and support has grown stronger and richer over the years, the phrase more often serves as a reminder to let others know that they are seen and loved. So the next time you find yourself with an opportunity to smile and say hello, to join in a conversation, or maybe you have a nice thought about someone, but you find yourself hesitating, you can remember, never give up, just keep giving.
So this is a story that we have in our home. I read it to my kids. And no matter how many times I've read this story, that second half always gets me. I always cry a little bit when I realize that Mr. Hatch thinks nobody loves him. Everybody needs love. The love of friendship, family, maybe romance, maybe not. Love can be different for different people, but we all, each one of us, needs to know that we are loved. Our Unitarian Universalist faith community is founded on love. We believe that love is at the center of everything we do. We strive to align ourselves with the calling of love to serve each other and make the world a kinder, more fair and just place for everyone to live. We believe that every single person has inherent worth and dignity. That's our first Unitarian Universalist principle. And another way of saying that is that we believe that everyone is worthy of giving and receiving love. Our stewardship campaign this year is asking us to consider a time that you felt loved here at the fellowship. We each have stories of finding this place, of feeling loved here. If you check out the new posters that are in the lobbies and in the fellowship hall, they're faces of fellowship members and friends with quotes about times that they felt loved here. I bet if you took a moment to think about it, you could think of one or many times that you have felt loved here. There are people like Mr. Hatch in our community. They have not heard the message that they are deeply loved and lovable just as they are, and that they are needed to help heal our world. Some people grow up lonely, or they grow up feeling afraid or guilty or ashamed because of the messages they were told by their family or their community or their religion. What is it worth to you that we exist? That we remind you every single time you come into this place that you are enough just as you are? What is it worth to you that we exist not just for you, but for other people? We ask you not to just consider the services, the transactions that happen here, but the fact that we exist as a loving spiritual community in the Fox Valley because people before us built and sustained this place. In order to keep our community strong, to provide worship that reminds us of our wholeness and worth and love, to provide a loving and open-hearted religious education to our children, to provide pastoral care and a loving hug when people are in crisis, to provide opportunities for connection and deeper relationship, to bring love outside our walls through our justice-making. We need you. In order to do all of those things, we need you to give to this place from your heart. Nobody deserves to ever feel like they are not loved. Because of that, we want to continue these offerings, to continue to grow and to share our love with more and more people. May this be so. Amen.